Thomas believed that the two men would make for Boston, which was at this time under siege by the British. Thomas expected Solomon and Richard to join the British soldiers because, he stated, they have often been talking about them. Like Solomon, Richard had an iron collar around his neck, and Thomas thought it likely they may get off their irons, get other clothes, change their names, and deny their master, as the Negro has always done. The advertisement following Solomon's fourth escape was reprinted at least six times between May 16th and September 18th, 1775, in both Maryland and in Pennsylvania newspapers. On October 5th, Solomon was taken into custody by Ralph Foster in Prince George County, Maryland. Ralph advertised that he had possession of a Negro man who says his name is Solomon and that he belongs to Thomas Cockey. Ralph made it known that the enslaver could reclaim Solomon upon paying charges. But this would not be Solomon's last escape, nor would it mark the end of his adventures in freedom. In the fall of 1776, he fled for a fifth time, when another enslaved man named Tooley escaped from Thomas in late September of 1778. The enslaver advertised for Tooley in the Maryland Journal, but also described Solomon, who had been absent for 2 years. During this lengthy period of liberty, Thomas would later reveal, Solomon had been at Fort Pitt and many other places about the country. Fort Pitt was an American base for defensive operations against violent resistance by the indigenous allies of the British. There, American Colonel Daniel Broadhead organized several operations along the Allegheny River, occasionally fighting against the Seneca and other indigenous warriors, and sacking and burning empty indigenous settlements. Did Solomon take place in these or related operations? What else might he have been doing during this long period of freedom when he had made his way to many other places around the country? We cannot know, but what seems clear is that Solomon's determination to be free had little to do with the American patriots' contemporaneous struggles for individual and national liberty. The man appears to have been indifferent as to which side to take in the revolutionary conflict. He plotted joining the British in Boston, then joined the Americans in Fort Pitt. Solomon apparently took advantage of the chaos of these years and the needs of both British and American commanders for young and able fighting men, or for manual or skilled workers, such as seafarers. After his time in Fort Pitt, Solomon again was recaptured, which we know because 2 years later, in 1780, Solomon escaped from Thomas for at least the sixth time, despite the fact that he had again been fitted with an iron collar around his neck. On this occasion, Thomas made Solomon's African identity clear, describing him as a Guinea Negro man. And somewhat wearily, the enslaver reiterated that despite his harmless look, Solomon was a sly villain.